The final business type we have to discuss is the LLC. That stands for Limited Liability Company. Limited liability companies have been around for about 10 years now, depending on what state you're in. This is a good time to note that partnerships, corporations, and LLCs are filed at the state level. So when you form these companies, you need to file them in the state in which you are doing business or in another state. So you form the partnership, corporation, or LLC at the state level, and they are subject to the state laws in that area. Now, the LLC is fairly new, and so we haven't seen a uniform application of it across the country. It's particularly important if you wish to operate as an LLC to talk to someone in your area. However, for an LLC, you can then adopt the taxing structure of any of the entities we talked about. In other words, an LLC can be taxed like a Schedule C, it can be taxed like a partnership, it can be taxed like a corporation. This is a fairly new regulation, and in the vernacular, it's called the check-the-box regulation. In other words, there's a form that's attached with the LLC, and you check the box. This isn't something just done because you're on a whim. There's a true business purpose and tax purpose for doing this. I also want to note that with each of these entities, although you might form them at the state level, you need to also have them admitted for federal purposes. And you do this by applying for a federal identification number with the IRS. And the tax strategist or attorney you use to help you set up these businesses can help you also apply for that. Probably the final wrap on all of what we've just talked about is this is a broad overview. Every person's circumstances is different because they are different. Their businesses are different. Their goals are different. This is where you need to have a good tax advisor to sit down with you and discuss your personal circumstances. What are your personal goals? What is your personal income? What is your projected income with your business? What is your exit strategy with your business? All of these factors need to go into play when you decide what type of business structure you want to have. This isn't a light choice, and sometimes you can get into a business structure and it was the wrong one and you might be stuck. So take the time to find a good advisor and look through these structures together. Don't do this alone.